All right, man, we're live. What's up, champs? It is your buddy Rich back with episode number 60 of the Rich There Show podcast. Hope you guys are doing fucking amazing today. And I apologize for dropping the F-bomb right out the gate. But man, I have been hit with a double whammy lately. I'm telling you, my just things weighing on me about my mother being in the home, missing my father, and then to top it all off, my older brother, I think he's 56, my brother Donnie, just found out he's incarcerated yet again in the jail in Washington. You know, he struggles from drug addiction. And it's, I'm not going to dive too far into that, but man, it's been tough. It's been really, really tough. And then I've just kind of been going about things, business as usual. And then I come across a couple of emails from an author, motivational speaker, John Gordon, that really resonated with me. So I want to share those. It's going to be a quick one today, guys. But the reason I want to share them is because it resonated with me. And I feel that my situation, what I'm going through, may or may not be similar to something that somebody else is going through. And but the message, I think, still is relevant with whatever struggle you might be going through, whether that's, I don't know, you might have something going on at your job or with your spouse, with your kids. It doesn't matter. Family member, I feel like it is still relevant. So, you know, you guys, I'm not going to ask for today. I'm not going to ask you to go, you know, contribute to the show, any of that shit. If you want to go leave a review, you can. But look, I just, it gave me a little bit of a bright light, I guess, in what's been a down time. As far as everything else has been great, man. We bought a new house. My wife and my kids are incredible. I'm absolutely blessed. But then the empathetic part of me that takes over and hurts a lot, because I miss my family, and I wish they would have, you know, made different decisions. But anyways, I came across these emails, and I'm hoping that they just, you know, encourage you a little bit. Like I said, whatever that is, if you're struggling through a business venture, if you got some shit going on at work, whatever it is, it's so simple too. So here it goes. And if you guys want to, you can go to, I think it's dailypositive.com, and it's from John Gordon. And his Instagram is at JohnGordon11, and it's JohnGordon11. He's a savage, man. He goes and coaches football teams, and just, the dude's awesome. But anyways, so this is from February 12th, and it's like a couple days in succession here. So, and this is what hit me the most, is that struggles leads to strength, adversity leads to growth, obstacles lead to improvements, setbacks lead to comebacks, tests lead to testimonies, and the challenges that you're facing right now are just part of the growth plan for your life. So that's what struck me right now, is the fact that in my unique situation, I always feel like I was failing my mother, who's in a home, and my brother, who's now in jail. You know, didn't get to say goodbye to my dad before he passed. So just a lot of different things. So it really resonated with me and really helped to raise my energy, raise my vibration, made me appreciate my wife, my daughters, a little bit more, and really helped me to reset my intention to connect with my bigger purpose, which pulled me in the direction to make this podcast in hopes that this would resonate with somebody else. So struggle leads to strength, adversity leads to growth, obstacles lead to improvements, setbacks lead to comebacks, tests lead to testimonies, and the challenges that you face are part of the growth plan for your life. We're all unique and created for a purpose bigger than ourselves. Don't get caught up comparing someone else's purpose with your own. I'm going to say that one again too. This is a different one, but we are all unique and created for a bigger purpose, bigger than ourselves. Don't get caught up comparing someone else's purpose to your own. And tell yourself and tell others these three things today. Number one, you are loved. Number two, you matter. And number three, you are here on purpose and for a purpose that is unique only to you, my friends. So I hope this little quick one resonated with you guys. I hope that, you know, no, I don't hope that you guys are going through a struggle, but let's face it. The human element is that most of us are dealing with some type of adversity. So whatever that is, if you can go out and tell yourself and tell others that they are loved, that you are loved, that you matter, they matter, and you're here for purpose, and a purpose that is only unique to you. And I'm making a point to tell my daughters that each and every day. They're 3 and they're 1.5. And I want that shit to be drilled down deep into their subconscious mind before they're even old enough to realize what the fuck I was talking about. Anyways, you guys, that's it for today. Let me see. I don't think I've got anything else. Just that's it, man. Like, I appreciate you guys. Let me get it off my chest, man. I'm missing some family. I'm missing some friends right now at the moment. And like I said, it's caused me to kind of withdraw a little bit from social media. I am kind of in a pivotal moment, changing directions again. Still doing fitness stuff, but you guys will see soon enough. I'll talk about it. Anyways, that's it, man. If you guys are going through some type of struggle, some type of adversity, I hope these messages find you and they strike a chord with you. All right, one more time. I'm gonna run through them. Fuck it. I'm gonna run through. Struggles lead to strength. Adversity leads to growth. Obstacles lead to improvements. Setbacks lead to comebacks. And tests lead to testimonies. And the challenges that you face are just part of the growth plan for your life. We're all here for a unique and a purpose bigger than ourselves. So we shouldn't be getting caught up on the comparison game, comparing ourselves to somebody else's, comparing our purpose to somebody else's purpose. And remember, I'll leave you with this, to go turn this off right now and go tell yourself, look in the mirror, tell yourself, then go find somebody else. Tell them, tell yourself that you are loved, they are loved, you matter, they matter, you and they are here on purpose and for a purpose that is unique only to you and to them. I love you guys. Till next time. Episode 61 coming up soon. I love you guys so much. Virtual fist bump. Here you go. Coming at you. I love you.